K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast on this late Sunday, April 28th, 2024. Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State out there in Manhattan, Kansas, almost in San Diego, California. That's where my co-host Alex Aiden is. Hell, always, now the bonus episodes, co-host the bonus episodes with me, also postcast of football and sometimes basketball. And we'll get the KST Leviston getting drafted on tomorrow's episode. But oh my goodness, the Dylan Edwards saga ends right here in Kansas, in K-State. Today, Dylan Edwards reunites with K-State. How about this? And I was listening to a podcast this week, episode Locked On Gators, Brandon Olson. Host of that podcast talked about, or it was with him and Brian Smith, and they were talking about coaches holding grudges and if players did them the wrong way, that they want to get them, that they would get them back, and so it seems. But in this situation here, all is forgiven for Kansas State Nation. Of course, Chris Klieman, the head coach, doing that, and I believe it was last year or last fall, Alex Aiden mentioned it on the bonus episode, which you go check it out right now, wherever you get your podcast. Well, not on this channel, but the other one, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, only on Podbean. Again, it's your first time listening. We have our bonus channel only on Podbean. That's going to be bonus content with my co-host Alex Aiden and doing some other projects as well. So Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, that's what it's called. You have to go That's my profile. That's what it's called. They take 3/4 of my email and just add that. So I can't even change it. But anyways, Dylan Edwards recommits to Kansas State. And of course, remember, well, not if you've been following the show for a while or since the Dylan Edwards saga, he and K-State quarterback QB1 Avery Johnson were, I believe, now I could be wrong. It's been a while, but they were teammates, I want to say, at one point, or in their time at high school. Now they reunite, obviously, and like my guy Keelan Valentine said on Twitter early today, shout out Keelan, we know we'll have him back on by at some sort this summer, that on the bonus channel anyways, that the running back room, right back being loaded, right back being loaded, then as you know, that you got DJ Giddens, we talked Joe Jackson. Now you add Dylan Edwards, who started. Let's trace it back a little bit. K-State, Notre Dame, Colorado. It was K-State at first. Then the saga moved to Notre Dame, all this hype. And then landed with Deion Sanders last year, head coach of Colorado, which K-State plays Colorado this year, I believe, in Colorado. And now you end back right here where you started. In Manhattan, Kansas. Oh my goodness. But I think now, Dylan Edwards, you're home where you really, really should have been at. of course I'm biased on this podcast, where you should have been to start with. So Dylan Edwards, he was one of the more highly recruited running backs in the state going in with, along with Avery Johnson. And now the two of them are on finally on the same team. And this offense, yes, we lost Ben Sennett to the draft. For good reason, anyways. To in the second round, Cooper Beebe. Those episodes are out now. If you get your podcast, those came out yesterday on the draft. Again, I mentioned we would get to KT Leviston, but we had to get on this first. KT Leviston, we'll get on that tomorrow, and we'll catch up on baseball after they lost game one. I don't know how they did because I've been too wrapped up in the NFL draft, and the race did go down today, the 4 mile Charlie Run. I have more on that on my other podcast. I might sneak some recap here. But I'll get to that this week. But yeah, Dylan Edwards back in the game, back in the K-State game, back in that silver and purple where you should have been in the first place there. And yeah, it's loaded now with the departure. And it probably helps also with the departure of Deshaun Ward as well. And seems like he had an attitude like he was going to be the guy, whatnot, and He kind of faded off in the second half of the season. Well, injuries, but DJ Giddens with his hard work ethic, Junction City, Kansas, 20 minutes away from Manhattan, with his work ethic, took over quietly, and then it's talking on the field. So DJ Giz. So that's the style I like, and that's kind of how I approach things anyways when it comes to performance. I want to let my performance do the talking and not, I mean, yes, a lot of people, some people talk and back it up with Che. I'm not knocking on it. That's fine. That's fine for them. But for some of us out here that are quiet, want to go around our business, we want to handle our business with our actions on the field or on the track or on the road, running or whatever it is that you're doing on a diamond, things like that. So, yeah, that's how we go about it. But now you're adding a dynamic back to your big running back room. And good thing we didn't go over, didn't talk about positions yet, which, again, that'll come this summer on the bonus, mainly on the bonus content with Alex and potential special guests like Keithan and maybe one or two more others, okay? So, yeah, I mean, that right there is funny to me that everything gets come back to circles, baby, and everything just runs around in circles, and here you are back in the game. And look, I mean, look, we literally talked about it. Hey, we could jump on next week talking about Dylan Edwards back to K-State. Well, 6 days later, Dylan Edwards returns to K-State, Manhattan, Kansas. So there we go on that. That's all I got to say on that, because we talked a lot, so I don't want to go on the deep end too much, but Dylan Edwards, the big news of the day, Kansas State rebound there. So he reunites with Avery Johnson and the rest of his K-State guys out there in Manhattan, Kansas. So yeah, this adds Alex tweeted me on something, including me in the tweet on something that this, yeah, if this offense, I don't want to get my hopes up again, but the potential's there. It just, everything's got to come right for this offense to go. You have the quarterback, dual threat, all world. You have a quarterback, do it. You have the pieces around him. Questions is the offensive line. What are they going to do? You lost two guys in the draft. What are you going to do there? That's just the question there as well. But that is to be continued on a lot of discussions this summer on this particular podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast. Dylan Edwards returns to K-State, recommits to K-State after a year-long journey and trying out colleges. But yeah, absolutely. But the Pearl Project Podcast, get it, where every podcast are found. We are free and available daily or whenever we post Kansas State content again. We will dive into KT Leviston. We will get back on the baseball train this week, tomorrow, see where K-State baseball ended up. Hopefully on a good side, because to be honest with you, I haven't seen anything as far as K-State baseball goes. I'll get caught up on that this evening as soon as this podcast goes up. But the big news today coming out of Manhattan, Dylan Edwards returns to the state of Kansas, back home in the land of purple in Manhattan, Kansas, baby. K-State Wildcats and Chris Kleiman. Now, Matt Wells. Yeah, I almost forgot the offensive coordinator. Yeah, look, it's been a minute. I told you, it's been a minute. Matt Wells, the new offensive coordinator, got another weapon in Dylan Edwards. The Pearl Project Podcast continues going into the new week. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from a now sunny Kansas City, Missouri. The Pearl Project Podcast rocks on. Go Cats.